The Backbone Zone. Pat Frame, welcome to the Backbone Zone, mate. Thanks for coming on. First thing I wanted to, speak about with you, I've known you for a long time as far as, you were kind of one of those Aussie street staple dudes from down south, and then you kind of picked up and moved, and I can't quite put my finger on when that was. But you moved to the USA, moved to LA, or I don't even know. I'm probably wrong in saying that. I'm from across the other side of the world. But tell me what you've been doing and why the move to the US.
Well, it wasn't BMX. I'll say that. Started coming out here like 2017, 2016-ish to just come link up with the cult guys. And just ride out here, got on with them through the distro in 2016, I think it was, through Strictly.
Yeah.
And then come here on a trip for it was a month and a half, not long after that, straight off the back of a breakup with a chick that I was dating in Melbourne. And then met a girl through a mutual friend of Cooper Brownlee. So my accommodation, 3 days before I was coming, I was meant to stay with a dude who used to ride for Colt, Adam McCarty. And Adam and his girl at the time broke up, and he'd moved out of the place he was at in Long Beach. And then I was how do I got nowhere to stay? And I know four people through the internet. So I was fuck. And then I think Robbo was out of town at that time or some shit. Those dudes when I was getting here were on a trip or something. So it was that was out of the question. So I hit up Coops. And he was I know this dude Barney, and Barney's his nickname, but Eric Cooper's his full name. He's part of there was a squad here called the LAX Films crew that had been a LA kind of staple, sort of a focal point type of thing in LA for years. And Coops knew them quite well. When him and JK and Dizzy and everybody's come out here to film Colony shit, they would stay at Barney's house, which funnily enough I now live in. But I met my now wife Jen through that. Came in, stayed with them for a month and a half, kicked it, rode, just did the thing, and then she and her parents were kind of coming through because Barney's wife is her sister.
Sure.
Kind of just met her through that. We hit it off a little bit at the start, and then I went back to Oz, and then we kind of distanced and then regrouped a bit, but moved here 2020. She tried to transfer to Melbourne for uni in 2019 and got knocked back, and I didn't really have fuck all going on at the time. I was coming out here maybe 2 or 3 times a year, I think it was. I was coming out as much as I could afford to, really, and then as much as the visa would let me at the time. Just coming out and just kicking it, riding, hanging out with her. She'd come to Oz for a little bit, and then just fucking pulled the trigger. It was mid 2019. I was well, fuck it, I'll just move to California.
Sick, man.
Yeah, we did a little backdoor kind of situation, spoke to a lawyer, and I moved here on a travel thing and let it expire. And then we got married during 2020.
Oh, wow.
We'd spoken about it. It wasn't just straight up for the green card. It was sort of if we're doing this, if we're going back and forth to the arse end of the world every other month, all the time, we might as well just it'll be legit, So we felt pretty serious about it. And we've been married almost 4 years now.
Oh, awesome, man. Congratulations. That's sick.
Sensible. She actually come to fucking ACCHAM when we come home in 2022.
Oh, sick.
We stayed in Canberra for a week when it was October 2022, I think it was.
Yeah, the one that was in the...
Yeah, the one that was inside. Rained out.
We
caught the first 2 days of it because we had to go back to Melbourne for a gig that some mates were playing. But we just pulled up and caught everyone real quick and then bounced. But it was cool. I was stoked she got to see Canberra because that place holds a special place in my heart. Back and shit. So
Cool. Awesome, man. Yeah, I feel, I feel like you have been quite a big part of the Australian BMX scene, and with your presence at jams and things like that, coming to the ACT Jam, all that type of jazz, and then moving over to the USA may have been was that a shock for you? Like, was there an adjustment period?
I think I thought it was going to be easier than it was. I'll tell you that. Like, I didn't really see too much of a difference between like home and here, minus the weather, obviously. But like, then also the pandemic kind of compounded that. Like,
oh, shit, of course.
Being hectic here. And I was like, saved a bunch of cash, was like intending on hanging out for like 6 months, and 6 months turned into like 18 months. So I ran pretty low on funds towards the end there and ended up having to like work under the table at the warehouse at like Odyssey, and like through, and that was through Barney because he works there. And then, yeah, just like had to kind of go through it a little bit. But culturally here, it's like basically the same shit.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit more expensive, like obviously like crime's like a bit different, healthcare, you gotta pay for it, like a lot of shit's out of pocket. But yeah, it's like for the most part, lifestyle's like pretty much the same shit.
Yeah.
So go to work and yeah, ride as much as you can. Spots here are endless. That's definitely a plus. And the weather's like pretty, I would say it's 80% of the year, it's like pretty dialed. There's a bit where it gets hot, and then there's like a couple months where it actually rains like a good amount, like January, Feb. It's been raining a bit recently, but
okay. Yeah.
People don't really think that about Southern California, but we do get like a ton of rain for basically like a month, 2 months.
Yeah, right.
During like the start of the year, because it's our winter. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. With like how did that affect, like how did BMX get affected for you when you went to the USA? You know, I guess what I'm thinking is like when you're hard out, focal point, you know, you were riding for Colt obviously beforehand.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I got as well.
Yeah, well, Clara's like recent, that was here.
That was here? Okay. Oh, you
well, that was here in LA. Yeah. But so I got on Colt through the distro with Paul Robertson. Do you remember Scottish Paul?
Yeah, Paul.
Everybody gets him and Paul from a Clara mixed up all the time because it's like Robinson and Robertson.
Yeah.
Scottish Paul from Melbourne, fucking legend. But yeah, when I moved back from my mum's joint in Warrigal back to the city like mid-2016, and then within like 3 weeks of being back in Melbourne, Paul was like, yeah, what's good? Like, do you want to ride for Colt through the distro? And at the time I was like fucking mind blown. I was just like, oh fuck, like, okay, cool, yeah. And then like a month after that, we got to work on the 11 wheel DVD. Like Coops was kind of like, we were all, I'd been driving back and forth from Gippsland to ride a lot. And once we were kind of in there, it was just like, we're all in the one spot. Coops was like, hey, let's just film a 6 month project and figure it out around work, do a couple trips and that. And then, yeah, so that was like a cool period of time for sure. And then, yeah, the jump here was obviously for the lady, but then once I was here, it was like, I didn't really have anything else to do but ride. So I was just kind of riding like a fuck ton and shooting photos of people. But riding once I got here, which I think was kind of ironic because at 25, I would have felt like when I was younger, I would have felt like maybe I'd be slowing down. But I think I kind of like rode more once I got here because I was just in it, you know? It's the scene here is like different to Oz. I'll say that for sure. Like people would think it's more popping off than what it kind of is. And that's not me shit talking it. It's just like, there's a bit of a gap here at the moment with the scene and like the age bracket of people that are riding. Like a lot of the people that I'm riding with, we're all in our mid to late 20s. And then the group below us is like a handful of kids that you might see at like Vans Huntington Beach. And then like beneath that, it's just like, there's not, like I go to jams and there's not really kids. It's like everybody's, for the majority, everybody's like our age, you know, and I'm 29 now. So it's like, or if like you're at a jam, like a good chunk of like everybody that's at the event are already hooked up in one way or another, like through a brand, because there's so many brands based out of Southern California. Whereas at home, it's like everybody's a fucking soul rider, you know, so which I think is like sicker. Like it's kind of cool. Like the boys are just, you'll be on a session with 35 dudes and nobody's fucking sponsored. And it's cool. Like it's like everybody's just there because they love the shit and they're like going on trips and it's all out of their own pocket. And they kind of, there's no like brand like pushing you to do stuff or, you know, it's kind of just like you're just there doing your thing.
Yeah. It's really interesting. Like we kind of have, we're at the moment in Canberra, it's sort of similar to what you're saying, just in the way that, like, I'm 37 now, and I'm like one of the younger dudes in like the crew. Obviously, like it's a pretty big trail scene here, but like there's a pretty strong scene in the 30 plus category, and then from like 16 up to 30, there's like, you know, there is crew definitely in Canberra, but it's not as thick as it sort of used to be. And then and then younger than that, there's like a, you know, heavy crew, young kids like doing their thing or whatever. And that generation is like also intertwined into like mountain biking or whatever else. Like it's pretty interesting to see. I think it's pretty illuminating to hear that you said, like, you know, that the Cali scene is not like what you see on videos.
Yeah, I mean, it's popping. Like, I would say it's definitely popping. Like, you can go filming any fucking day of the week. Like, there's spots to ride.
Yeah,
it's obviously suggested. Like, California is tough, but yeah, I would say like what got me was like I was just like surprised. Like, someone will throw a jam and there won't be that many like kids. You know what I mean? Whereas in Oz, it'll just be kids fucking everywhere.
And yeah,
like,
yeah.
Heads, you know, but
it is.
That blew me away. Like, my local skate park, so I live like 10 minutes from LAX airport in a suburb called Hawthorne, which is like kind of by the beach but about 10 minutes inland. And like, my local skate park, I ride, it's all right. Like, it's not the best park in the world, it's kind of built like shit, but it's like good enough for a lap. But I will ride that 2 times a week and I'll go months without ever running into another bike rider.
Oh wow.
And if I want to like meet up with someone for a skate park session, I'll usually hit up Grant C or Dan Crook, or like hit up the boys, and just, they're all in Long Beach, which is about like 30 minutes from me. So kind of just like hit those lads up, meet at a skate park in the middle, or just like kind of see what's going on. Go the other way, go to LA and meet up with Calvin, or you kind of like go to the session and then just like wherever we're at, you know?
So, yeah. And how does that feel? You said that like everyone's hooked up, is that just, and you said that because the industry is essentially, you know, in Southern California, how has that been being more around the industry? Like, is that something you were around? I mean, sorry to kind of be all over the place, but you were talking, you were, you know, hanging out with Cooper Brownlee, right? Like, and he's about as deep in the Australian BMX scene with industry as it gets.
Yeah.
Moving over to there, was that something where you found yourself being able to like, yeah, connect a lot more dots and network and things like that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's like, you just kind of hear more like the back-end bullshit being around it. You know? You're hearing about like whatever it is, you know, whether it's like ones off a brand or like,
sure,
bikes aren't selling or whatever, you know?
Like,
you know, that's kind of what it is. And like, I feel like when I first moved here, it was like, around it more and maybe like paying more attention to it because it was like new, or just like hearing it and being around all like conversations and shit. And then I've been here going on 5 years now, and I'm just sort of like not tuned out, but like paying less mind to like, you know, shit that's cracking off on Instagram, or like someone's got a problem with the fucking company or like whatever. So it's sort of just but like being in Oz, being growing up riding with Coops, you know, it was kind of like as tapped in as you got in Australia, really. So yeah.
I mean, that's, it's just interesting to think, like, you know, you said before about soul riders, like Australia kind of has like this huge crew of dudes that aren't hooked up, and they're almost like happy with that. And even the dudes that are hooked up, it's like, because it's through a distro, they've probably never been to the distro. They've may have never ever met like the dude that owns the brand. It's kind of like they're still doing their own thing, you know? And I think people don't really care, don't get caught up so much in industry bullshit.
No.
Which I think is a good thing.
Sort of what you make of it, you know, like if you want to, and like I've never been a paid pro bike rider, but it's like if you're someone that like gets hooked up and you want to go on trips and you want to shoot photos and you want to film videos, like well, like for whatever reason that is, whether it's to like scratch your internal 15-year-old kid and be like, sick, like I'm fucking doing the thing, you know, like it's there if you want it. But if a brand want to back you because you ride a bike and you're a cool person, you know, which is like a lot of the shit that I think, like obviously dudes at home are sick on a bike, but they're also solid blokes, you know, like I, like all the boys at home that are getting float or whatever, like they're just good people, you know? So it's like for the most, I don't really know anyone that's not like a good cunt and gets sorted out with stuff through a company. It's sort of just like the brands are supporting you. And if you want to do whatever you want with it, like they've opened the door. And if you want to pursue it and try and go full force, do that. If you don't do that, you know, they'll just keep kicking your parts and you just do your thing.
Yeah.
But I think that's like one thing that kind of happens with dudes from Oz is like they'll kind of think like, oh, like I got hooked up and they give me a bike and nothing's happening. It's like, well, it's hard because you're like probably separated from the industry unless you're riding for Colony or like Divi, but Division's not really like as heavy as it was, you know? So it's like, and Australia is also like a tough one for brands to like fly to because it's pretty fucking expensive. Like it's like the US dollar conversion is fine, but getting there is like putting seven dudes on a plane from wherever they are out in the US and flying to Australia and then figuring it out from there is like, I'm sure it's a fucking nightmare. Like,
yeah.
Especially when you got a bunch of different personalities and like they all got to get on a plane for 14 hours and they get in a van and it's just like, you know, I think it's like probably, it's a bit more of like a stretch than you think it is. Then I think it's just that whole thing of like being, if you get hooked up, like, yeah, make what you want of it. You know, like you want to go out and fucking film 10 videos, sick, do it. Like you want to shoot photos and submit it to like, print wasn't really a thing for a few years, but now it's kind of coming back. Like if you want to do that, do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking post clips on Instagram, do that. Like, yeah. I think it's kind of like, you can kind of, we're in a space now where there's so many different ways to do it, you know. So yeah. It's like, if you got the drive, just do whatever you want, you know. But I think like the sickest thing about the Australian scene is there is blokes who ride twice as hard as they'll put out a fucked up video part and just shit on everybody. But it's like some dude that's working a 9-to-5. You know what I mean? Like best example of it is Callan Stibbards. Like,
oh yeah, man.
Stib is like next level fucking good.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, it's chill.
No worries. Yeah. Just dude, I think there's something in the Perth water. Warrior, there.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like it's just weekend warrior. Like, yeah. And it's not to say that dudes out here don't rip. Like, there's hella people out here that rip. There's, I went to a jam in Vegas actually in November. It was like kind of a cult trip through like a soft drink company called Jones Soda. And we went out there, and that I thought that was really fucking cool because I wasn't in the SoCal bubble. It was like Matt Clawson put on a jam in a parking lot. They built all the ramps. Like it was a bit like Backburn-esque, like what's he building a bunch of shit?
Yeah,
like
sick.
Made out of pallets. It was kind of a bit hesh, but like it was like a bunch of dudes who I was just like, they're ripping. And there's this one kid who's, fuck, what's his Instagram? I think his Instagram's like Jaya BMX, J-A-Y-A BMX. And he's from like fucking, I don't know, like somewhere up north, like Idaho or Washington State somewhere, but like fucking backwaters. And he just fucking ripped. Like I was just like blown away. I was like, this is the sickest shit. I think I said it out loud like four times to a couple people. Just like, this is sick. Like I'm visually seeing people ride and just fuck it up and I have no idea who they are. Like,
yeah, that's sick.
25 dudes that I run into at Vans or whatever, it's just like, and you know them all, you know, it's just like cool to just see these kids that are just like phenomenally good on a bike and they're just like just there doing their thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You kind of get a bit jaded to it here by seeing the same people all the time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Man, that's definitely, I love that too, like because you get that, dudes will come through Act Jam or something, you're like, who the fuck is this dude?
Yeah, like the best example of it. Like, yeah. You just, there's fucking how many hundred people at skate park?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost, you just, like, I feel like I've done more non-riding at Act Jam than riding. You know what I mean? People fucking go because it's like, it's just the sickest shit ever. Like, it's like probably the purest display. And I'm not like blowing smoke up your guys' ass. It's like the purest display of like good BMX, you know what I mean? Because you get like such a mixed bag of dudes. There's like the Senders, there's the Dog people, there's like Lupos and fucking whenever you get Logan there or whatever, like
yeah,
the
park. Yeah.
I think that's cool because like here there'll be an event and it's like that demographic of bike riders is there, you know? There's never anything where it's like full scope.
Yeah, okay.
Through that. And because the scene's like so far from everything when something is on, like everyone pulls up, you know, like it doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's a street jam or a fucking like skate park jam, whatever. It's like every cunt will just show up and fucking ride.
Yeah, yeah.
This is good for that.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky in Australia that we all do that, you know, support each other.
Same deal with like Lux throwing jams in Brizzy or like
That's right.
Jams in Melbs. Like it was always just like everybody pulled up. Didn't matter what you rode, you just showed up.
Yeah. That's an important thing, I think. Hopefully it continues to happen. Hey, what are you doing for work now?
So I'm currently working, kind of doing a couple of different things. I was in, once I got my green card and shit sorted, I was working still in the coffee industry here for a little bit.
Oh, cool.
And doing like warehousing and some coffee roasting shit for a company called Offset Coffee, which is about 10 minutes from me here and there in El Segundo. And then now I've kind of transitioned out of that because I studied photography in Australia and I've always shot photos, BMX and stuff like that, music events. And then here I've transitioned more into the commercial photo and then also motion industry. So working on like commercials, campaigns, usually as a photo assistant or a lighting assistant.
Okay.
Just like kind of been doing that, working out of a studio in a suburb here called Culver City. It's like 25 minutes from me. It's run by an Aussie chick. She's from St. Kilda. Met her through a job that I was shooting for Roxy Surf. So it was just like, kind of connected dots outside of that and then been just like full-time on the creative side of things from January. So,
holy shit, dude, that's sick.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. It's been cool. It's just like kind of transitioned into that. Had like some good references for people at home to kind of lean on for advice and shit with like Nick Gascoigne and Johnny Young, like just hitting them up when I needed help with shit or like had any questions about stuff, just like where to kind of look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing that out of Sydney for forever, and Gascoigne was in New York for like 10 years or something, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that sort of stuff, I've never had a chance to, well, I knew that you were doing something in that sort of industry, but how does that compare to like what you do in BMX is obviously for fun and you know, I know that you're hooked up or whatever else, but do you take what you do in BMX and then apply that to the industry that you are in, or does it help you in any way, or
is it mentality for sure? Yeah. Like, for sure. Cause it's all freelance. So I'm not on like a contract with anybody. I got one retainer client. It's like a photo thing, but at the moment it's just like hustle and just who you know and like kind of just in being in the right place, right time, like people show your work ethic, you know, like, and also just kind of like there's been a few moments where I've been like bitten off more than I can chew maybe on a job and just like sent it, you know, treated jobs that I'm scared of as like a 15 stair handrail. It's just like, all right, the more I do this, the less scary it's going to be, you know, because you're dealing with like some of the lighting fixtures that you're rigging for commercials or for photo shoots and shit. You're dealing with shit that's like, it's like a $30,000 fucking light, you know? So it's like, you're on point and like not breaking shit and like everything's like, what they call it, OSHA out here, like safety compliant, you know, kind of type shit.
Yeah,
it's been cool. And then funnily enough, just keep running into people that are in the BMX industry or road or were in the BMX industry or like skated or something. It's kind of I met like a dude who's kind of like a mentor for me. He used to shoot for Ride at one point.
Oh, no shit.
And he was kind of just like, oh, do you know Jeff Zielinski? I was just like, fuck yeah, dude. Like,
oh, wow.
Crazy, dude. Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So just kind of met people that have like done. They've been in the freestyle sports and adventure sports and stuff, and they've all kind of like by one way or another wound up in commercial. And I think partly because of the creativity side of it, and then also just like the flexibility with work, you know, being able to like work a bunch for a few months and then nick off and just do whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's like snowboarding or skating or surfing or BMX.
Yeah, wow. Man, yeah. That sounds like such an interesting industry to have to break into. Like,
it's cool, but it's a fucking hustle. Yeah. It's like, yeah, when it's like my mom always says, like, make hay when the sun shines. Like, if, when the work's there, like, I just take it. Like, at the moment, I've been working like a lot. I've been riding maybe like a couple days a week for the last couple months, but like, not like as hard as I'd like to, you know?
Mm.
But it is like, it's been busy with work, so I'll stack it up because there'll be a month where brands aren't doing stuff for whatever reason, whether their budgets are tighter or whatever, and it just kind of dries up, and then you're like, oh fuck, plenty of time to go ride. So
yeah. Do you do that through a company, or are you your own company and freelance out? Like, how does it work?
Freelance. I'm working as a sole proprietor at the moment, so just as myself, but yeah. From I'm going to set up like they call it a LLC here, which is like a limited liability corporation.
Okay.
And then I'll be like my own employment thing. As like for photo stuff, I operate under Frame Photo, just like my surname.
Yeah.
And I've like bought the business name for that, but it all just comes through me. So I just put aside my taxes or whatever and just, yeah, pay them out when the time comes.
Yeah.
Try and expense as much shit as you can.
Yeah. Man, that's sick, dude. What's the best job, most fulfilling job that you've done since you've started that?
Worked on, or like the most fulfilling campaign?
Yeah.
We
got interesting stories.
Done a few like lighting jobs, just like random stuff, like on commercials. Been to like the Goldstein house from the Big Lebowski movie. It's like a pretty hot house in Hollywood. Like, that was a crazy one. It was like a fashion shoot for like a company called Baymans, which is basically the Turkish version of like Myers.
Okay.
But that was cool. It was like in the summer and it just didn't feel like work. Like, the day rate was like pretty decent. And then on the lunch break, we're like swimming in the pool and fucking homeowner was giving us martinis and shit. And I was like, just thinking to myself, like, how the fuck is this work? Like, we're there 13 hours all day, but yeah, it was kind of just like, how the fuck am I standing here getting paid to do this? Like, this isn't. But yeah, it's like I've kind of like translated a little bit of like the BMX mentality, I guess, in this sense, like with having like a Dave Mirra or a Matt Hoffman of photographers that I like want to work for.
Sure.
At some point, work beneath. So kind of like this week, actually, I'm working on a project with this dude. I think it's for like an outdoor wear brand, but I got on it through a lighting director who, she's from New Zealand, but I met her out here. She lives in Venice. But he's kind of like real big in the streetwear and does a lot of Huff campaigns, does a lot of Nike shit. So this dude, I'm going to work with him this week. So that'll be kind of tight. I'm pretty stoked on that.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Kind of like with that same mentality of like picking out favorite people type shit, you know, just like,
yeah.
What was it you want to work towards? And like people who, you know, it'll be really cool to do lighting for him, because it's just like, yeah, I don't know, I'm a big fan of his work. So to be able to like play a part in that creative process and see it on a billboard somewhere would be pretty sick.
Yeah, that's badass.
Yeah,
I think that's definitely the, you know, you got to shoot for the moon. You know, you can't just have small dreams. Small dreams have small outcomes type thing. So
yeah, and I mean, it's just, I don't know, like, not to say that it's like, it's not unattainable. I think like BMX taught that to me, like a bit, and like, not to like diminish like the BMX industry, but you know, you grow up in Australia, looking, reading the magazines, watching the videos, like coming to California and then like being in the mix on it and like being in the van with dudes that I've had posters on my wall when I was fucking 15, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. And you kind of just like take that same mentality and just like, it's you'll go as far as you want to go in whatever industry it is that you work in, if you surround yourself with the people that you want to be like, you know?
Mm.
So it's like, you're kind of like, and not to say like, not to fake the funk, you know, like put in the fucking work and like get what you want to get done. But like, if you want to aspire to be something, you kind of got to like go to it, you know? You can't just like fucking wait around with your hands in your pockets and be like the starving artist complex of like, why don't I ever get any work? Like,
yeah.
You kind of got to go out and get the shit with the freelance thing, you know? Like, it's like, you put in the work, you do the test shoots, you'll hit the people up. You might fucking email a production company 3 times before they fucking throw you a bone. They're like, hey, actually, we do need you this week. And you're like, sick. All right, cool. Mm. give it hell and see where it lands, and they might fucking ring you back next week, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Which, dude, that yeah, is... it's a hustle.
Well, that's fucking... That yeah. is like BMX, man. Like, if you want to...
Yeah.
BMX is just what you make of it, you know? So it sounds yeah. very similar.
It translates pretty similarly, I would say that. And I think that's kind of why I enjoy it, because I would go work on a job for... Like, I would do a travel job, for instance. Like, last month, I went and shot, like, a pop-up thing at Super Bowl for Gatorade.
Oh, shit.
It was just, like, drove over to Vegas, was there for 4 days. Like, it's like a little trip, you know? Like, fucking took my life with me. My shoot days were, like, five-hour days. So I was, like, shooting stuff for this activation through a production company with NFL players, and then, like, dip out... go ride. So it was like kind of cool to be able to like piggyback them off each other. Ran into a friend that's from New or that lives in New York while I was there, like randomly. We were at a skate park and I just look over and I'm like, what the fuck, Christian's here? Like, he's like, what are you doing here? I was like, working. He's like, same shit, man. Like, like yeah, so
that's sick.
And you just like, yeah. And production sim, like being on a set, there's like, you know, there's a mixed bag of people similar to BMX. Like, there's people that are like a bit more well put together than others, and then there's the ones that are a bit hash. So it's like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking earth. Yeah. That's sick.
A bit of a melting pot of people, and you can kind of just like chop it up. And yeah, it's cool to hear everybody's stories and see where people come from.
Yeah, that's sick. Hey, one other thing before I change the topics.
No,
do,
yeah.
you, do you reckon you can get the Veronicas to play at ACT Champ?
I should have known that was coming.
No, tell me about that. It was just interesting to see that popping up on the ground.
Yeah, so directing, that was kind of nuts. Directing a music video for them, I guess, was kind of crazy. But it wasn't like I got that through. So my wife's mates with Jesse, one half of the Veronicas, Jesse and Lisa. Jesse is engaged to my wife's friend Alex. And Alex and Jen have known each other from high school, like those two, they grew up together, sort of shit. And Alex, she's really cool. But that kind of just like fell in my lap, really. We've been mates with them for a couple of years now. And then like October last year, they reached out and were like, hey, we wanna do like an acoustic music video thing. Can you like help us out and film it or whatever? And I was like, yeah, like I'll DP it, like director of photography at Foya, no worries. Can I like hire a mate? So I got Calvin. And me and Calvin went to Malibu and like filmed this video with him. And then like a month later, they were like, hey, we have a new song coming out off the album that's upcoming, which actually they start the tour for that. What day is it? Monday. They start the tour for that today, the US tour. They're doing like a 32 stop US tour starting today. Wow. In San Fran, and they're looping across the whole country and then coming back. And I might maybe meet up with them on the East Coast in a couple of weeks, but I'm not real sure what my work schedule looks like. But yeah, so they're like, hey, we got this song. And I'd heard it because I was at rehearsals for like a festival they played, and I actually do like the song. When they asked me to do the video for Detox and direct it, I was like, well, fuck yeah. I was like, there's no other song I would do it for. So like, what's the deal? What's the budget? Can I hire some mates and let's do it? So yeah, the budget wasn't massive because they paid for it out of pocket on that one.
Sure.
But yeah, it was pretty cool. We like chopped up a music video and ended up on the front page of the Rolling Stone website, which was a bit of a fucking spin out, but yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Dude, that's amazing.
Got director credit on it. So yeah, it was cool. It was like I said, like same mentality as BMX, like kind of in that situation, like they were just like, you're our mate, like let's do a thing. And I was sort of like, I don't fucking really do that. Like I shoot still stuff and I do work on motion. I do a lot of motion lighting. So I understand how it works.
Mm.
But yeah, never edited a music video or nothing like that. And they were just like let's do it. And I just fucking sent it. So yeah.
Worked Dude, out that's pretty sick. And they were happy.
Yeah, that was stoked. Yeah, got a really good reception. Ended up on a couple publications. Did a couple 100,000 views on YouTube. And
sick.
Yeah. So yeah. So that was cool. Just yeah, like that's a funny one. I always get a bit of shit for that because fucking I tried. I kept when we were at ACT Jam or whatever 2022. That was who we like bailed to go see them play a gig that ended up getting rained out. But I like didn't. I don't like. I'm not gonna like stand there and be like, this is who it is. You know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, it's just a mate playing a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then Gruber was fucking, Gruber was ripping on me for it because he was like, tell him who it is. And I'm like,
yeah, that's what, like, when I said, can you get Veronica to play Act Jam? It almost looked like you were actually like, oh.
I was like, I can ask, but like the rates aren't cheap, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. That's classic, dude.
They think the BMX shit's pretty sick, and yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I know Biggie and I were talking the other day, Troy Charlesworth, and he was like, I want to use a song for him on a video. I was like, let's figure it out, dude. That'd be sick. Like, they would love that. It'd be hilarious. So yeah, it's cool, you know, like, I don't know, I didn't really listen to their stuff growing up, but my sister did a lot, and like, I don't know, Aussie icons have been around for 20 plus years in the industry in Australia doing music, and now they're just like kind of regrouped and they're dropping another album and doing their thing. So,
well, that's, yeah,
everybody's doing that, everybody does their thing, and they're back at it, so it's cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. For sure.
That one's one I'll talk about in a pub when I'm like in my 60s.
Yeah, random.
But it worked out pretty sweet.
with the photography thing and whatnot, do you get a chance to shoot much BMX photography? Like, you're doing a bunch. Yeah,
it's like been doing a bunch at the moment. Like I said, work's been pretty busy, so not as much as I like. But we have a cult are doing a photo show thing in like. On the 13th of April.
Oh, cool. So,
like, I helped a little bit putting this together with Harvey, who's the creative director over there at Colt. Like, he does a lot of the graphics and like a lot of the back end stuff, handles all the apparel and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he hit me up like a little while ago and was like, we're going to do a photo gallery thing. What do you reckon? Like, we'll do an event, throw a jam. It'll be at the clubhouse in the parking lot. We might get some vendors. There's going to be a dude doing tattoos. I was like, sick. Like, let's do it, man. Like, it's kind of cool to just like clash the photo and BMX worlds, you know? So we got like, I think we got like 12 photographers, including myself, on that. And then, yeah, dudes are going to show their work. We got a container that previously had bikes stored in it, like complete bike boxes. So it's empty now, managed to sell through all the bikes and just stack it up. Everybody's got like I think it's like a 6 foot wide by 8 foot space. Them. It should be cool. It's cool. Like, yeah, just sick one to get a bunch of photographers that like people may not really know of on there as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. There's a dude here called Chris Kimball who's like a pretty cool photographer. He's from the like Inland Empire Riverside area. Jeff Z is gonna be on that. Scott Masseau, Sean Moore. We'll feature some work too, which would be cool. So
sick.
Yeah, just kind of cool to like have everybody show work in person instead of it be on Instagram or in print, thankfully, because we've got a lot more print stuff going on nowadays with like silent and stuff. I don't know how much of that you guys are getting out there.
Yeah, we haven't gotten silent yet. I do know about it just because I speak to Dave all the time at a class, so he's always, you know, talking about it, but it'd be sick to have that come through Oz. Yeah, I mean, what's your thoughts with BMX photography and think, you know, it's a tough one to break into these days. You know, back in our day when we were sort of young adults and 2020 was popping and all that sort of jazz, it felt like a real avenue for people to be the BMX photographer. And these days it doesn't seem so much. What's your thoughts on it?
I think now, like everything, you would probably need to be a hybrid in a little bit of a way, just because I feel like it was before my time, but from what I've heard from people that were exclusively BMX photographers in, I don't know, say 2009, like that was the year I started riding. I'm sure like people were made, like cost of living out here, for instance, would have been a lot lower. Dudes like Jeff Z would have been, you know, making money off it. He was working at Ride for a while. People that are on retainers for Dig or whatever, like, albeit, you know, it's not like millions, but like you could live on it. I don't know how that looks now, because I know a lot of those like Ride RIP, that's gone. Our BMX doesn't do any print. Z's like, even Jeff Z's a hybrid, like at GT, like he's the team manager. He does film and he shoots the photos. And like his shit, in my opinion, he's like the goat of BMX photography, you know, like Z you say BMX photography to me, and I immediately think like Jeff Zielinski, you know, like Z's like our version of what's that guy's name from Thrasher? Mike something. His Instagram's Burnout, but he's like the main guy at Thrasher for photo. And then Z, in my opinion, that's the dude. But yeah, I think to your point, like it's a lot harder to just be a BMX photographer nowadays. Financially, but I mean, in saying that, there's dudes that like there's plenty of dudes that are doing it, and I think the way that Z and Paul Robinson from like We Make Things,
yeah,
and stuff, they started silent. Which to when they hit me with that idea, I was like, I'm fucking down because I hate shooting stuff I'm stoked on, and then the thought of it going to Instagram, and then the first issue of Silent, there was actually a double pager that ran of Zach Minor. Doing that like a feeble in downtown, I think it's in Woden or some shit. It's like a gap feed. B-Dog had the clip in Ranch Hand, and the feeble's like this fucked like metal grate thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that, I shot a photo of that like one summer when I was out before we.
Oh
we
no did, shit.
Before we did one of the coastal trips with Watsy.
Yeah.
Like Jen Haydos and everybody, and drove up to Nimbin for New Year's or whatever. I think you and Mel were there too.
But, yeah.
But yeah, so like I was sitting on that I don't know, like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Just like never did anything with the photo because I was like, fuck putting this on Instagram. Like fuck it. Like it's too good to go on Instagram. It's got to be a poster. It's got to be like, and that's not blowing my horn. It's just like the trick Zach.
Oh, for sure.
Just like, you know, like, but yeah, when Silent come around, I was like real hyped on that because it's a place for the photos to live again, you know, and it's got people maybe weren't shooting as much, shooting more nowadays. So like, yeah, I think it's cool. There's now like an offshoot of Silent called Slack, which I haven't had anything in yet, but that's going to be like more of an editorial style thing. Brands can pay for advertising.
Cool.
Same under the same roof as Silent, but Silent is just photos and it's a bit more of like an art perspective.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, so it's more like graphics and stills and shit like that. So yeah, we're coming up to issue 6 of Silent just dropped.
Oh no, shit.
Can you hear my dog?
I can hear your dog. It's all right, good.
Let me see if I can just fucking chill him out. Give me one sec.
Yeah, no worries.
A puppy.
Hat's just sorting out his dog for people that are listening and not watching.
Got a 4-month-old puppy and he's cool, but he's a fucking loud little bugger. What were we talking about?
Photography and Silent.
I think like as far as like an avenue nowadays, it's definitely harder to like make a living off of BMX photography. You kind of have to have a couple of things going on.
Yeah, totally.
To do that, but yeah, there's definitely like more and more people shooting, and I think if you want to become a BMX photographer, you just pick up a camera and just figure it out. And
that's right, yeah.
Start fucking around with your friends, same way you film videos, you know.
For sure, I actually think that there's opportunity with BMX being so young still, that there's opportunity to mesh worlds like fashion and BMX, or lifestyle and BMX. You know, like we are very focused still on like tricks and capturing that sort of thing, whereas like in my opinion, for a successful magazine to work, it needs to have articles in it that make people want to be like read it and feel
you
like
sell the lifestyle,
lifestyle, yeah,
sell the aesthetic of it too. But I think that's kind of like a space that my head's moving into now, because
I feel that from you. Yeah.
I'm not sure like how tapped in, or like not how tapped in, but how like it's been consumable in Australia or whatever. But so Paul that does Silent and Slack also does Heavies.
Oh, cool.
Also does Doomed.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he also works with the people in a class. So Paul's, and he's got two kids.
He's got fingers in pies everywhere.
I was a fucking busy guy.
Yeah.
But he's got me doing like helping out with some of the heavy stuff. So like I shoot the heavy stuff, the photos for the website, and we're gonna do some video stuff next month. shot a little bit of shit for Doomed here and there. Same with Silent. Like, we dropped a bunch of shirts to just kind of help fund the mag, you know, like, it's not the next fucking Supreme drop, but it's like doing its thing. And it's like also cool because then it, like, I feel like when I started riding in 2009, that was big. Like, there was heaps of brands doing heaps of clothes. Like, you could go to Strictly and fucking shop everything under the sun. You know what I mean? Like, go to Backbone and buy shirts from brands that are just like doing their own shit. And like, the riders are drawing the graphics and fucking, it's a bit like a core at its finest type shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think now, like, we're moving back into that kind of space where like it moved away from that, partly because it's expensive and, you know, like, it's not cheap, but people want to put their mark on BMX again, like the riders do, you know. So like the Silent stuff, there's like a couple different dudes drawing graphics, like Brock Rayford drew some stuff, like but yeah, I think it's just like that, like Jordan and Felix do a lot of the, like, they do a shit ton of the Doom stuff because they're both, like, Jordan Godwin and Felix Prangerberg are both like really talented creatively, and they're both drawing graphics and creating stuff over at Doomed, you know. And I think Doomed's like a good example of like that sort of like streetwear aesthetic that's a little bit elevated within BMX, and that's still sort of like what the mentality is, the notion is for heavies, is like to try and make it not just a BMX thing, you know, because the pants are fucking sick, like they are baggy skate pants, but like the pants hold up. And they're like designed to be ridden in because they have like a tapered ankle and shit. So it's like there's a bit of, there's thought to it. It's not just like slap a logo on it, let's sell some shit. It's like, it's based around BMX and the lifestyle of it, you know, and like the functionality of it, even because you wear heavies and you're riding them and you're not ripping the ankles out of your pants on your fucking chain. Like,
yeah,
you would with like a pair of skate pants, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But yeah, we're definitely like, yeah, I think just trying to like make it push into the lifestyle side of things a little bit more.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Connected the dots on like the Colt Heavies collab thing, like did a pair of shorts, did a pair of pants, like Paul sorted out one with Animal. So there's like, they did a few runs of pants on that. There was like the Moto Bunker one, which to the point of like trying to sell the aesthetic and lifestyle thing of BMX, I think Moto Bunker and like Peggy and Daisuku over there, like they're on their shit. Cause like those guys, they're tapped into streetwear. Like Japanese culture has always been pretty tapped into streetwear, you know? BMX scene there is thriving at the moment. And those guys are very good at displaying it in a way that is like sellable and makes people be like, fuck, that's cool. Like, even if it's not on the bike, like it doesn't have to be like a traditional trick photo for someone to be like, oh damn, that looks dope. Like, let's get in on that. Like, I want to go make stuff like that with my friends, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everything that embodies BMX.
Yeah.
Not to get too corny on it, you know? It's just
Yeah. I totally agree with you, man.
Does skate do it so well, you know?
Yeah,
skate industry, me and Robert are always talking about that, like there'll be like a new skate pant, like skate clothes will drop from like, whether it's like Cash Only do like good stuff, or like Passport, like the Aussie guys, like Passport will drop something, Robbie will text it to me immediately and be like, fuck dude, you see this, like this is sick, and it's like a promo for their clothes, and like everybody went nuts and skated their ass off, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know what the budget looks like whether they're paying for it, you know, but like the trips or whatever, but like I know that those dudes are putting their own money in to go places too. You know, it's not all like, I feel like BMXers look at skate and they're like, oh, it'd be nice to have some skate money. And it's like, it's not like that in its entirety. You know, like it looks like there's hella money in the skate industry and all these guys just get flown all over the place. And yeah, there's a good amount of guys that do. But like, I had that kind of egg kind of cracked open here a little bit with people that I know that skate and they're like, it's not as like glitz and glamour as you think it is, you know?
Yeah, so
it's like,
sure.
It's still a grind. Like these guys are still sleeping six deep in fucking Motel 6 on one bed, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Still hash. So
yeah, it's like, interesting, man.
There's definitely dudes that are like got the bread and they're living lavish or whatever, but yeah, it's not like that every time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I think, yeah, hopefully we, you know, I think you're exactly right with what you were saying before, like, with BMXers starting to want to make their own shit again, you know, like I can really feel that at the moment. Like I think dudes that have grown up through it, like like you said, you're 29 now. You got a long time ahead of you to be like a really prominent contributor to BMX as the world of BMX. You know what I mean? Not just through riding. Yeah.
No, exactly. I mean, shit, man. Like Robbie's still riding, and runs a brand, and he's fucking in his 50s at this point.
He's still
like he and like yeah, just dudes out here prove to me like. There's no end to this shit. Like you can ride as long as you want, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's all in here.
Yeah. Agree, man.
Like, you might not ride the same as you did, but like it's there in mentality, you know?
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I feel like people I grew up with, like whether it be like locals at the Warrigal skate park or like some of the Melbourne squad, even like dudes kind of like get close to 30 and it sort of becomes like, and that's no detriment to them. It just gets to be like, sort of like, oh, job, family. And like, you run out of time, you know, but if you make the time, you can still do this shit as long as you love it, you know?
Mm.
So yeah. But, we were talking about clothes. I started rambling a little bit.
Nah, went exactly where it needed to go, man.
I think is like good because it's again like the more I'm working in that industry for work, like I'm able to kind of like connect dots and stuff. We have a couple of things going on soonish. We got like a collab that we're gonna have a meeting for next week with Colt. That's like with a pretty OG skate slash art, like rap hip hop kind of streetwear brand that's been around for a long time. So
yeah.
Drop too much on that, but like we're going to maybe try and do something with them, and they've previously done stuff with Half, and we just did the heavies thing. Maybe do some stuff later in the year with like another brand within BMX. It's like a streetwear thing. So yeah, just trying to like kind of put a bit more on for the culture instead of it, you know, like filming videos and traditional BMX stuff's cool, but yeah, I feel like Instagram's just eating up so much bandwidth from people now. The way that they perceive BMX, it's like go ride. One, firstly, go ride with your mates. That's it. That's what it's about. But secondly, like kids are like, got to go to the skate park, get an Instagram clip. Fuck that. Film a full length. Like,
yeah.
Like, go just pick up a camera and film a video because it'll live longer. You know.
Yeah, I agree, man. Yeah, so I guess that's what Jason was saying to me last time.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, like, Watsy hit a lot of nails on the head on that one for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to the Watts one and Jace was like pretty on the money. And he was real candid about it too. Like, he didn't glorify it to make it look like what it's not, you know? Because, like, the industry, you know, it does have its like nuances and shit, like anything else. But yeah, it's just, if you want to like make something of it, fucking get your hands on a camera. Go out and film with your mates and just do the thing, you know, don't worry too much about where it's going to go or like, you know, obviously like not worry, but like if you want to put thought into how it looks, like it'll go further, you know, but yeah, it's not to be like, you don't need to take it too seriously. Just like get out, film with your mates and push yourself if you want to push yourself on a bike and see where it goes.
Yeah.
I feel like the Australian scene post COVID has like a really sick fucking resurgence of like young crews at the moment. Like there's like dudes are doing shit like the 1836 guys from Adelaide.
Yeah,
like, know those boys pretty well. Spent a bunch of time with them like in Melbourne and Adelaide the years before I moved, and they're all, you know, they're all in their early 20s now, but they're fucking smashing it.
Mm.
Like film videos. Mitch is sick. That kid that films for him.
Yeah.
And then in Brizzy, there's like a younger squad now coming through with like the Ween crew. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, nah.
Like fuck, I wouldn't be able to tell you who's all on there, but Boyd told me about him originally when he was out here for X Games last year. He was like, yeah, there's this little crew doing their thing in Brizzy, like filming just their own shit and like kind of starting to, you know, just do the crew video thing, which is sick. I think that's like the most pure form, you know, just like get out and ride with your mates and like have little goals set for yourselves and like, we're going to film a video, and then when it comes out, everybody's stoked, you know? And then it goes from like you put out a video and you're all hyped, and then as it progresses, it's like then you have a little premiere and you get everybody together and there's a jam and it becomes like a thing, you know?
Yeah.
Cruise, it's like Will Fraser and Declan Kilpatrick. I think Dex is the one that's like filming the stuff, but a whole little squad in Brizzy is like doing their thing. So
Yeah, there is little crews everywhere. I actually was thinking the other day about how like crew videos is almost like the most important part to like video creation at the moment. And like, I think about how like one of the most important videos for me when growing up was a video called Box Hill Pride. And like,
BHP, fucking bunch of-
So it was like a meet your enemies thing. Like obviously Coops and this is a Zablinski's filmed it or whatever, but like that's like a perfect example. And then Focal Point, you know, like that's just a crew. Like it's not anything but a crew, you know, like, and then from there, it kind of like, you've got this crew, like what you were saying, the 1836 dudes, it's like, they've got this crew that then like branches out a bit further and then who knows what they could do. Maybe they're doing tees. Then all of a sudden, like fast and loose, exactly the same thing.
Like, exactly the same thing. Like, the thing with the crew thing is too, like you'll kind of lift each other. Like you don't even have to be like, the craziest rider in the crew to like, to like get a part in the video. You know what I mean? Like
exactly. You and
your mate are doing shit, like you'll stack it up and you'll have a video and then like, and the other thing too, like you'll notice with crews is like on the industry side of things is like a brand will pay attention to one member of the crew and that kid will be the first one to go and get hooked up or whatever. And then you notice that like the others get hooked up. It's like a domino effect. Like it's like one gets hooked up and then they're like, oh, fuck, sick. Oh, what about this other kid? Like maybe another brand slides in and they're like, that kid that had the banger was like real cool, but hey, here's this other dude. And then it becomes like a little melting pot, you know? Like,
yeah, great.
Ween thing, like Robbo hit me up and was like, oh, like let's try and get a couple young heads on Colt, like in Oz, like what do you reckon, like who we got? And we kind of just like I haven't been home living there for a while, but I know Will like decently well, and then I met Declan at that ACT Jam in 2022 and just like kind of threw their hat names in the ring with like a couple others, and they've been on Colt for I don't know like a month or so now. They just filmed a video with Troy Charlesworth, with like Stib was in Brizzy, Minor was in Brizzy, Kyle Fletcher already lives there, he's been hooked up through the distro for Colt for ages anyway, so they like filmed a little thing, and those two kids, like I noticed them because of the Ween stuff and because of the Lux shit. I was like, these dudes are out riding a lot, they're both really good, Declan has a camera. Like Will is ripping, like this just makes sense, like why would we not put them on? They film each other, you know what I mean? It's not like put a kid on in the middle of nowhere and then they have to fucking figure out how to get near the filmer, you know?
Totally.
Like, they film a biggie, but like they're totally self-reliant, you know what I mean? And that makes sense. Like it's like they're fucking good, they're good kids, like they're early 20s, I think.
Yeah
like they can, they're self-sufficient. Like you just fucking kick, like they can put out a video. They don't even need to go anywhere. Like they just take it out and go do their thing, you know?
For sure.
Which was the beauty of like growing up with Coops was like, we were always filming.
Yeah.
It didn't matter like, if we had a project or not. It was like, you just go out and Coops had the camera and we were just always doing stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah
definitely.
Yeah. It saves all the shit ended up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram has a purpose for sure, but yeah, I feel like people fucking blow some shit on there.
I know. I've seen some stuff go on there that I'm just like, man, you should have built an entire video part around that one clip. just to not put it on Instagram, you know, like.
Yeah, but, for real. I feel like I was guilty of it in my early 20s, but it was kind of just like, if you're hungry, you're hungry. But I feel like compiling a video part, it's cooler to look back on in fucking 10 years and be like, go to YouTube and remember all the shit you did and the trips you went on and the bars you drank in and all the laughs you had with the boys, you know? Like, I think that's the coolest thing about being able to look back on videos is, like, just be able to use it as a reference in time whenever you look back at it. Just be like, man, that was sick, like, you know?
Yeah.
Just connect all the dots and you, like, think about all the other shit that was going on in that time of your life, the clips or not, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. It's definitely a time capsule.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you got on for the... for the future, what's happening? Living day by day.
Living day by day, a bunch of work on.
Yeah.
Bike-wise.
Back to Oz at all?
I'm trying to come home this year, probably in November. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Yeah, ACT Jam will be in November.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, a couple.
Late November.
That works better for me than early, so that's good.
Yeah.
There's a couple of boys out here want to get out there. I'm trying to drag Began out there at some point.
Oh, cool.
Lives in New York now, so it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But I know Travis Siglock's, like Siggy's.
Oh, sick, yeah.
Sig's had a blast when he came to Australia, like 2022. He was super hyped. We have like a bit of a pipe dream of renting an RV and bringing out like 10 dudes. So,
oh, sick.
Maybe this year. I don't know. Fuck, we'll see how the year goes. Yeah. But yeah, that'd be cool. Gonna go to San Fran like next month. Been working on a project with Justin Benthian. Are you familiar with Benthian?
No. Maybe if it's I saw it. Okay.
Yeah. But he did, he's like working on, it's kind of like a crew video, really. It's called Deliverables Project.
Oh, sick.
Benthian was working with Fit, and then his employment over there ended. He filmed that last full length video that Fit put out. I think it was.
Oh, F8. Right. Yeah.
Most notable video from JB would be he filmed Animal With It.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right.
Came out like just before COVID, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and like Jimmer had a part in it when he like went to New York.
Yep.
But JB's like a real, real good filmer, pretty good dude. But we've been stuck for like a full length ish, like mixtape ish kind of thing. There's like a handful of us stacking for that. So I got like a few minutes worth of footage already on that.
Oh, cool.
Another full part. Yeah, and then just like try and do some shit. I'm working on a thing with Colt that I have a little bit of footage on, and then Phil or Arellano is about there's a clothing thing that's gonna pop up soonish that we're like working on as well. So like a couple of different things going on writing wise, but just like it's kind of just like being around it. Yeah, and just like having people to film with and shit. It's kind of keeps it motivating. But yeah, the main thing I'm working on writing wise at the moment is this thing with Benthian, which is cool.
Sick, man.
Yeah. So yeah, a couple of little trips. Might go to Japan in December for some stuff, maybe. A lot of work this year. Just trying to like stay steady on that because I'm stuck on my feet there. And then throw BMX in the ring as much as I can. But yeah, just like see where it goes.
Yeah, sick, man.
It just depends on the month, really. Like I'll ride a lot and travel a bit, and it's like kind of just here in LA. But most of the time, out riding. Usually filming.
Yeah, sick, man.
It's kind of endless here, man. Like, have you been here?
Yeah, like 10 plus years ago, though. Like, it was a long time ago. Not really to LA. I got kind of a funny story. I actually went to when I rode for United, I went to the This Is United premiere at S&M. Mm-hmm. And me and Mel stayed in, like, South Central Los Angeles. We got, like, I didn't know what was sketchy or not, but the hotel that we stayed at was pretty sweet. And we'd just been in San Francisco, and I fucking hated San Francisco. We were meant to be there for a week, but we bailed and went to LA. And I remember taking like this taxi ride that took like so fucking long. Like it took over an hour to get from where we were to S&M. And it was just an interesting time because, you know, I'm obviously at S&M. I'm like kind of a bit, this was in like 2010, so I'm like, holy shit, like all these dudes, Mola's doing fucking gap to pedal grinds and all this sort of shit on ledges. And anyway, I just remember being a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of people that were like, oh, hey, how you going? And I'm like, yeah, good, man. I'm fucking Tyson, whatever. And then they'd be like, just throw their CV at me with their fucking resume of BMX riding. Like it was a bit weird, like.
They were saying what they've done on a bike.
Yeah, they were like, oh yeah, so you ride dirt. Yeah, I can do bar to tuck bar. Like and I just started throwing down like, what? Yeah, I ride for this brand, I ride for that brand. I'm like, fuck man, this is such a weird, I don't know if it was just because like everyone was drunk or whatever, but it was a funny situation.
People get like that when they just start talking about the like that drunk dude at the house party and he's like, puts his own video on the telly, you know. So it's like, oh, bro, chill. Like,
yeah. But I'd like to go over there again. I'd really like to we should do a transition and street eclair thing with the like Australian eclair crew. Yeah. That'd be sick.
They just put Carl Ralston on from Perth.
Oh, sick. Carl Ralston.
I think he's living in Adelaide at the moment. But
Wow.
claw through the distro or whatever. I mean, yeah, like I'm gonna try and probably bang out another part for them at some point. But yeah, it's like work and shit and just doing other shit at the moment. But yeah, that was eClaw thing's been cool too. Like that was a brand I looked up to forever, you know, like just hop on there. And same for you, I'm sure, probably. Like they're just pretty iconic brands.
Dude, they're just, like, yeah.
I know we're getting hooked up with their stuff and do stuff with them. It's been pretty sick.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, I mean, you're just nuts. Like you've ended up with a frame and
so nuts, man. Fucking hell.
It's cool though, because I mean, yeah, Dave's open to ideas, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is what I think, like, and you touched on it. It's like BMX is in a pretty cool position right now where it speaks a lot to be a contributor to BMX, you know, to be someone who can ride. But, you know, it's like you, like you've got shit going on everywhere with BMX as well as you ride. And I think that really stands out. Well, it stands out to me as a fan, as a friend, you know, but I could imagine like for an industry, it'd be like, man, Pat's doing all this shit. Like, yeah, let's get him helping out on the cult fucking collabs and whatever else, you know? So
I think for me personally, like it scratches an itch internally. That's like, obviously, you know, a little bit selfish or whatever, but you're like excited to be a part of stuff and like do stuff and shit. But like more important than that, it's like making it look cool to other people and making it look cool to kids and like being able to like help feed the beast a little bit to like keep the shit going, you know? Cause like if you just throw your hands up and walk away or like be a bit of a passenger on shit, like that's when shit dies, like unintentionally, you know?
Mm.
So like, I know like not to say it's like doom and gloom and the industry's in a weird spot, but like, you know, there's not as much money around as there used to be. And like, you know that, you know, just like numbers post COVID and bike companies bought too much inventory and whatever. Like, if there's a way that you can like help move stuff as a rider, whether it's like posting on Instagram that you're just dropping the product on your story or like whatever, because like it's not a job for the dudes that aren't paid to ride, right?
Mm.
But however you can help the brand that's like giving you bikes or whatever, even if it's like you're not fucking like calling people up and selling them shit, but like make it look cool because then it can kind of keep it going for the next generation, you know? Like if you can like continue it in some way, shape or form where it's going to like roll over into the next gen, or like a kid sees they see the next collab we do with Colt, or like they're like, I want that bike because it looks cool. Like, you know what I mean? Or like they're like, buy the fucking jeans or whatever. Like if it rolls into the next thing and that puts money back into the brand's pocket, and that then means that the brand can do what they enjoy doing, which is like sending dudes on trips, but that's expensive.
Mm.
And that's what people don't get. They're like, oh, they don't want to put anyone on trips. Bro, it's not fucking cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Food, fucking accommodation, gas, band rental, whatever, like wherever the fuck you're at, you know? But yeah, I think it's just like a way to like contribute and put money back into the industry a little bit, instead of it just being like dudes are getting free parts and just, What do you do for it, for the free parts? Oh, I just ride, man. It's like, that's cool. But like, is there fucking 12 people lining up to buy your shit because you just ride, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, do a bit more and yeah, like, help the brand leverage the stuff and like put photos in the magazine or whatever. And I think that's like, it's attainable, you know? Like it's not a huge industry. Like people, if you want to get in the mix, like kids want to get in the mix, like it's possible, you know? And I think that's what's sick about coming back to the Aussie industry at the moment, is the crews that are picking up, they're buying the camera, they're filming the video. That's then led to like people getting hooked up. Like it's starting to get spattered in there where they're like, and then the next thing is like the brands are opening the door. If you want to travel to where the brand is, whether it be Europe or the US, or I mean, that's probably England, whatever. Like if you want to go to where the company's at, like do that. And then like do shit with them, you know, and then like that in turn gets you as a rider like a bit more exposure or whatever, whether that's like what, it's not always what people are looking for to like have exposure, but you're going to help move units if like people are looking at your shit and being like, oh, that's a bike rider that I'm a fan of, you know, let me buy his colorway, you know. You kind of like, you want to keep, the whole purpose is to keep the thing going, you know.
Oh, I think for sure, man.
Skateboarding is really good at that. Like skate is like super, super good at, Timmy, chill. skateboarding is really good at that, like just kicking it along, you know, and like doing stuff, whether it's on or off the board. And I think that's what BMX at the moment is nurturing, because before it was kind of missing. And I think it was done really well, how many, like 10 years ago, but then there was a little bit of a gap. And I think it was partly because of fucking Instagram. People's like time and effort to do like print died for a sec, you know. Dig held it down by continuing to do the annual, but like month to month, like, dude, I used to have fucking 4 different subscriptions showing up to my house when I was 15. They didn't in Warrigal, in fucking buttfuck Victoria in Australia. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Always make it available there. Like,
yeah.
You know, it killed that. And then now it's like, I don't know, it's coming back around. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool, man. I think we're, as much as it's, like, industry probably feels like it's a bit of dire straits right now, I think it's kind of an exciting time for BMX because,
yeah,
there's like the second wave of dudes looking after the shit, you know?
I think it's already bottomed out. I think we're on the, we're coming back up the hill.
Yeah.
I think it's bottomed out. Like, I don't think it's no, like, you know what I mean? I mean, I only know kind of the position at Colt because I'm close to him or whatever, but like, they're not, like, it's not in a bad spot. Like, it's moving. Bikes are moving and stuff's on the way back up. But yeah, it was like, there is brands, like bigger companies that are sitting on a lot of inventory and trying to figure out how to put it back into the ecosystem and have it pay for itself, you know? But
yeah, for sure.
That's a whole other tangent to
go on. Oh, for sure, man. But, yeah.
And I don't know enough about it, you know? Like, that's all industry stuff.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's funny because, like Miner and Ben were out here last year and they heard the whole spiel of shit, like where we were just chatting through shit, and they were just like, fuck, man, it's kind of crazy. I'm like, yeah, it's nuts. Like, I'm glad there's days when I'm glad that it's not like where I earn my primary income from, like, even as a rider, you know, like it's tough because there's not as much money on the table as there used to be. But yeah, it's still sick regardless.
So yeah, that's right.
All money aside, you know, should just be fun to get out with your mates and ride your bike. But.
Yeah. Agree, man. Hey, you still got your backbone tattoo?
I do have my bone tattoo, yeah. Still got a couple hats that I rock every once in a while. But yeah. Got a BMX arm over here. It's like the focal point one and then the backbone one and then the Actium one.
Yeah. That gets me psyched, man. Every time
it's cool. Yeah. It's funny. I think it's funny because I never rode for the shop. I was just like, I don't know. I spent so much time in Canberra with you guys, like mostly because of Minor.
But
I was just like, come up and stay with Zach and Hannah and
walk
around. I like Canberra's. I got a massive soft spot for Canberra. I think it's a fucking cool place, especially and like with the BMX ecosystem you guys have created there. It's just its own thing, you know? Like,
yeah.
You guys it's pretty self-sufficient. You get a bit of government backing and dig some jumps and shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely cool.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to thank you for coming on, man.
No drama.
Stoked to finally get it happening.
Yeah.
Time delay.
No, you're right. It's been busy.
Yeah, good luck with everything, man. And I can't wait to see, hopefully, you in November, late November.
Yeah, see how it goes. And yeah, we'll maybe try and figure out some sort of project with a car or something.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Have you on the pole. But yeah.
Awesome, brother. Awesome, man. Thank you.